This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You are in Get Serial with Tal, Caleb, and Em. Thanks very much for the news, Imogen.
Thanks, Em.
We've got a big hour coming up, and it's starting right now because we're going to get straight into our interview with Gina Rubiano from the Latin cinema, Latina cinema. Gina, how are you?
Hola, hola. Very good. And you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good.
We're very excited to talk to you about the Latino Film Festival that is coming to Melbourne very soon.
Today.
Yes, today. Also in Sydney, Canberra, Adelaide, Brisbane and Hobart, running from today until the 29th of November. Gina, can you please tell us, why is it actually really important to bring Latin cinema to Australia?
Well, first of all, because Latin America is very, very far away from Australia, mm-hmm. so that's like the perfect opportunity for local audiences in Australia to travel to the other side of the world from the comfort of your seat in the cinema. And secondly, because Latin American cinema is rapidly increasing, the productions are very numerous every year, and so Australian markets are still like a new audience, new market for Latin American cinema. So it's really important to start bringing Latin American cinema to this country.
Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about the Latin American Film Festival. It's called Scene Latino, and it's starting today. And so what can we expect from the festival?
Yeah, so we are bringing 26 films from Latin America.
Oh, wow.
We try to cover many, many of these regions, many countries from Central and South America. And so, like, for Melbourne, the highlights are the three special events. It's why are they the highlights? Because that's a great chance for people to come and enjoy not only the film, the premiere screenings, but also drinks and food and, you know, like the music that we are especially catering for people interested in a cultural experience as well. So we will open in Melbourne this Thursday on 16th of November with the premiere of the latest Gael Garcia film called You're Killing Me, Susana. And yeah, as I said, we will have food, drinks and live music. And then we will also have the Mexican Fiesta, which we are co-presenting with the LA-based film festival called Hola Mexico Film Festival, which is one of the main platforms for Mexican film to screen outside Mexico. And so they are huge in the U.S. and we are very proud that they are also presenting here with us. That one is on the Tuesday, 21st of November, and it's like a Mexican theme party organized by Mexicans. So it's very traditional, like very, very authentic.
Yeah.
No stereotype.
It sounds like the full experience if you go along. You get not just the films, but
food,
the whole parcel. You get everything.
Yes, that's right. And then we will also have an Argentinian night on the 23rd of November, and we will have empanadas, live tango show, and Malbec, which is one of the the well-known wines from Argentina, and that's for the premiere screening of Inseparable. And then, of course, I personally fall in love with 90% of the program. Why I say 90% of the program? Just because cinema is a very personal experience, and what I like, you might not like, and vice versa. So we are just in love with the program. The 2017 program.
While you say you are a huge fan of 90% of all the films, could you give us maybe the one or two films that you're most looking forward to seeing?
I will, on top of You're Killing Me, Susana, the opening night film, of course, my other two favorite ones is Breadcrumbs from Uruguay. The film tells the story of female characters during the dictatorship in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite because usually dictatorships films are centered on male characters, but this one, the story depicts female characters with a super internal strength. And it also, even though these films are usually very sad and depicts like the tough situations, it actually makes a nice balance with what happened in the past and what's going on in the present when victims are like overcoming the trauma and sort of made peace with the with their past. And so that's so beautiful. That was the Academy Award submission for Uruguay for next year. So it's a top end production. And then we have the summit from Argentina with an outstanding cast led by Ricardo Darín and Paulina Garcia from Chile. So these two are like great, great actors from South America. And the film is a great, it's a fictional story, but for anyone interested in corruption, politics, and power, that's your film. And also, it tells you lots about the same sort of things, but in the Latin American context. And so each country is represented by these different presidents.
Okay.
And also, yeah, it's great to see how the dynamics amongst between Latin American countries, who has more power, who has more decision, like, yeah, power of decision. And then it also depicts our relationship, our country's relationship to the United States, and how much this country, like what's the impact that they cause upon our economies and politics. So it's really interesting. So yeah, those two are my personal favorite ones.
Would you mind sticking around after this song and tell us a little bit more? Like, we've got a few more questions for you. Would you mind sticking around and just answering a few more of those?
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Excellent. Well, stick around, everybody, because we will be asking a few more questions of Gina. But right now, we've got a song by Kalaya. This is her new one, Jupiter.
That one right there was Jupiter by Kalela. And we are joined on the line again by Gina Rubiano, who is organising the Cine Latino Film Festival. And we just spoke, we've spoken with her a little bit, but we've still got a few more questions. How are you, Gina?
Very, very good, thanks.
Great. Just the first question, one thing that it'll sound like a bit of a stupid question, but so the films are obviously in Spanish and Portuguese. For English or people that can't speak Portuguese, like myself, or Spanish, are there subtitles at the films?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. There are definitely all of the films are subtitled in English. Mm. And so that's actually a great exercise for people interested in practicing their Spanish or Portuguese in the case of the two Brazilian films that we are bringing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are fully subtitled in English.
I am quite unfamiliar with Latin film as a genre, but the other day I actually just watched my first one that I've ever watched, and it was City of God. I'm sure you're familiar with that one. Probably one of the more successful Latin films. I really enjoyed it. I thought stylistically it was really a fantastic film. But I wanted to ask you, are there some kind of hallmarks of Latin film, something that's quite distinctive about the Latin film style that you think perhaps separates it from maybe American-type films or Australian film industry?
Well, I think that in general, every country does produce, like, light comedies or Hollywood style films and all that, but in the case of Latin America, because we are very, like, all countries are very diverse, the stories are very unique, as well as the actors and the landscapes in which the films are set. So I guess that makes that sets the difference between all Latin American films. So I wouldn't talk about like a Latin American cinema as something specific, but rather just like a mix of many, many different things. And so, yeah, there are definitely like Hollywood style films or that sort of things, but the films that we are bringing in the festivals are mainly like independent productions in which you can tell how personal and intimate each story was to the director and to the country. There are some stories that are, you know, very universal and can be said anywhere in the world. But then you have stories like, I'm not sure, like Guilty Men, for instance, from Colombia, which tells you about the story of war and violence in Colombia with a very nice touch of a love story in between.
And
I don't know, like in general, I guess that some people have the stereotype or in their minds they think of Latin American cinema as sad or based in poverty or war on crime, and that's certainly lots of that because, as I said, since we bring independent cinema, these directors focus on talking about their personal experience as locals. Sure and thing. So that's many of the things. But, you know, like that, on the bright side, that reminds us of people that were born in context, safe contexts like Australia, or that could immigrate to, you know, safe spheres like the Australian society. So that's great to see these films to remind us of that. But yeah, we also have lots of sexy and romantic films like Candelaria from Cuba, for instance. Where like the film is about like knocking down the taboo of sexuality and romanticism in seniors. Sure. And yeah, that, you know, there is a little bit for everybody, to be honest. And yeah.
And you talk there, Gina, about the ties between both cultures, which is amazing. So I think it's a great opportunity, the festival, for all of our listeners and for the community and for everyone in Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Adelaide, Brisbane and Hobart. I hope I got them all there. To learn a little bit more about Latino or Latin culture. For all of our listeners who are wanting to attend, where can they actually find more information about the festival and where can they purchase tickets?
Yeah, so we are circling social media, Cine Latino Film Festival, Cine Latino FF, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or our website is cinelatinofilmfestival.com.au, or in person at the box office of the cinemas, participating cinemas in Melbourne are Como, Palace Cinemas Como, and Palace Westgard. And yeah, so you can get tickets through these three channels.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Gina, for speaking to us today. As we said, the festival is running from the 14th of November to the 29th, so you've got a good 2 weeks there to hit up the festival and see some amazing representations of the industry there. We'll put all the details up on our social media, so hit us up at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We'll put all the details there. I hope I got them all. I will put them up so that you guys can find tickets and attend. We're going to hit to a song now. We're going to play Millionaire by Khalees. Thank you again, Gina.
Thank you. Thanks for the support and see you at the movies.
No worries.
See
you there. Enjoy the festival.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.